Well, greetings and salutations, everyone. Second boo of the day. And I just did my first one. My mother and my daughter are driving to Texas, and they left at 8 o'clock, and they're already outside of Missouri. Should be entering Oklahoma probably within the next maybe half hour, if not already. Another 5 hours to go before they get to their final destination, which is my man-child's place. And my man-child's already been calling, your mother and your daughter, and I'm just, I can't deal with it. A lot of hidden stuff in families, and I'm trying to break that cycle of, I can't break the cycle of total dysfunction, but my particular family lack the communication. They go behind everybody's back. There's always like a triangle, and you know, there's a third middle person that gets stuck and goes from person to person. You know, this is what so-and-so said, and then they go back to the other, this is so-and-so said, and then that's how my family's always been, and I'm trying to break that. So, but still, there's three people down there, so I'm sure, you know, it's still going to be that way. But I did tell my man-child and my daughter, at some point you guys need to let the anger and the hurt and what they, you know, did to each other go. And basically what happened is my daughter decided to move out at 17 when she didn't want to live by my rules. She was dating a 21-year-old, and we met with his parents, begged, please just let her graduate, let her have a life. You know, we're not saying don't get together, but let her have some space. God, you know, been there, done that. And then you look back and you go, I missed out. All my friends are having fun, and here I am married. And well, anyway, she left without saying goodbye, and my man-child and her were very close, as opposed to the oldest child, who's getting married in July, by the way, if I haven't mentioned. I'm so proud of him. I really am. He was the one I thought would not live to see 25. And he's 28. So he's doing good. And they're gonna, you know, I think my daughter's trying to reach out to her little brother. Not so little. 6'3". And I forgot how much he weighs now. He can be a jerk. That's a nice way of putting it. He can be a jerk. And it's funny, because she's older, but yet, she'll bend under his thumb. I just think that's funny. But, I wish I could have gone. My mom said, you know, it's too bad we couldn't have gone. Three generations stuck in a car for 13, 14 hours. That's my slice of heaven right there. And thank God I had to work. But spring break is just around the corner. I got one more week to go. And it's spring break. And what else? I think that's it. I don't know. I've just, you know, you go through moments where you feel like you have absolutely nothing to say, nothing of importance, and you listen to people and go, oh, yeah, I'd love to say this and that, and then you're like, that sounds stupid, or just pointless, or rambling, or whatever. Today it's going to get up to 50. It's 42 right now, but it's damp, and we still have snow. And what I hate most is when the parking lot thaws, because it's all gravel and basically it turns to liquid and just makes your car messy, the inside of your car messy, your shoes, forget it, don't wear a nice pair of shoes, gotta you know, wellies. Gotta wear me wellies. And thanks for all one word for wellies, because I didn't know what that was. Even though I had a pair already. And I think that's it. My man-child's going to be turning 21 this week, upcoming week, Wednesday. Woohoo! All my children are over 21. All right. I got to pay attention now because I'm hitting the highway. Later, news people.